I pray. I will pray for you. I will keep you in my prayers. I do not know how often you hear these words. I do not know how often you say these words. I pray. I will pray for you. I will keep you in my prayers. When we say these words, they are words of commitment. They are words of promise. They are words that we say to express our concern, our care, and our compassion for another. I pray. I will pray for you. I will keep you in my prayers. But when we hear these words, they can be words of comfort. They can be words of consolation. They can be words of encouragement and hope. When we hear these words, we can hear the faith, the hope, and the love that inspires them. I pray. I will pray for you. I will keep you in my prayers. And Paul says this to you and to me. I pray. I will pray for you. I will keep you in my prayers. Paul promises the Philippians, and he promises you and me, I pray always for you with joy in my every prayer for all of you because of your partnership for the gospel. Paul promises his prayers to you and to me because we share the same faith, the same hope, and the same love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul prays with confidence that the God who has begun his good work in each of us will bring it to fulfillment. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul, the tireless missionary and powerful preacher, taking a moment to say to you, I pray. I will pray for you. I will keep you in my prayers. Paul does. He prays. He prays for us. Paul keeps us in his prayers. And what does Paul, the great preacher and man of prayer, ask of God for you and for me? That our love may increase more and more, that we may discern what is of value, and that we may be prepared to meet the Lord Jesus. What greater petition could there be? That our love may increase more and more, that we may discern what is of value, and that we may be prepared to meet the Lord Jesus. Paul prays for us. Paul keeps us in his prayers. But Paul is not the only one. Our Lady prays for us. Saint Joseph prays for us. The angels pray for us. All the saints pray for us. And Jesus, the Word of God, the Lord of life, and the Word of the Father soon in flesh appearing, prays for us. Jesus prays for you and for me, that our love may increase more and more, that we may discern what is of value, and that we may be prepared to meet him. Jesus prays for you and for me. Jesus invites you and Jesus invites me to join in his prayer, for that is what we are doing when we gather together to celebrate the Eucharist. We join in the prayer of Jesus. We join in his love. We join in his life. We join in his offering. And ultimately, we join in his kingdom. Amen.